Oh, wait. Yes! Who's Waldorf? Roundhead?
Waldorf is on the left.
Wait, okay, on my left or his left?
On the left.
Like the taller guy, Waldorf?
Statler.
Okay, so you're Waldorf. And you're Statler.
Oh, okay, let me say first, not for children, this podcast. This podcast is... I'm gonna beat the shit out of Statler.
No, he's Waldorf.
Fucking A. Okay, so let me start over. We have Statler, Wardrobe,
Waldorf,
Bootsy, and Frog.
We've had a solo now. With Mark here, yeah. That was significant.
How'd that go for you?
I was okay with it.
Yeah. He was a lot more okay.
Well, it wouldn't have happened like on the first
I got a text or a call.
Well, you were working at a titty. Both of them were working.
Told me when he got home that night that I better follow him straight to the picture. Now this is Mr. Wheelance. There's definitely, he's definitely into what's it called, reclaiming. He loves that, but that was pretty significant. That was nerve-wracking for
how
all
did
of
y'all
us.
How did y'all get into that, like what did y'all decide to do?
Well, I think we were out of town and we were in the same town.
You were out of town. They have to be. She would not normally have been in that area.
So y'all didn't actually set it up like that. It was just a circumstance thing.
It was his birthday.
It was his birthday, too. It was not set. It was not pre-planned. It was coincidental about the travel.
Because he was flying in, I think. And I was...
You were up there.
Richmond? Yeah, anyway, we ended up...
You were in North Virginia?
Oh, that's right, near D.C.
Oh, it's D.C.
And he flew into... birthday and shot, which we had talked about it beforehand. But
who brought it up before?
Well, we had ended up with the first solo experience because we didn't get out of work in the last minute.
Gotcha.
And said that we shouldn't ruin the whole thing or whatever, but he said no steps, just
I remember that one. So this was the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would even want to.
So you already kind of had that level of trust with this guy.
But I think the fact that that turned him on so much made it him want, I don't want to speak for you, but
just to see made what him the other to thing see. Would go.
Yeah, and we really did kind of check in all the way up until you went to bed that night. Just to make sure everything was good. And he had the guilty, I don't know why, but it's really good.
Well, I'm sure you felt guilty, too, because then you're like...
I didn't feel guilty as much as worried. Because it's different when he's there and I can look at him and see that he's fine.
Okay, yeah.
So I did make him, you know, if he had any kind of...
Where were you? Were you out of town?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
As soon as you...
Oh, yeah.
Well.
That was his one rule, was send pictures.
Yeah, but I got like a small handful of pictures.
So that was my big worry, is that at some point...
It's hard to do.
Something would set in with him and I wouldn't know it. So my rule for him was, no matter what, you call me.
Right. If something's going on, call me.
Well, I can't speak for all of them, but there's some legitimacy.
Well, you said he was... You were sitting in the meeting or whatever, and he said he was just waiting on pictures in the meeting. I mean, it was a big
deal.
Well, it's kind of cool that you can send pictures, and the fact that you can't do anything right then.
Yeah.
In the meeting.
Well, I think that's where that text came. Yeah. You better follow me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
where
that text came.
So it actually made that hot.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think right before he went to bed, we just did a final check, and he was,
you
can tell.
He stayed the night?
Mm-hmm.
And how was that for you?
It was fine. I think that kind of happened. We fell asleep at the opposite end of the bed.
Yeah.
And I think at some point in the middle of the night, we just kind of woke up and righted ourselves and went right back to sleep. So we didn't even really talk about it or think about it.
Yeah.
We just did it.
Yeah.
Because we were exhausted.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Because
that would be weird, right?
Well, then he and I are in the same group. So
yeah.
They start group chatting in undertones.
Yeah, that was...
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm like... felt so weird. I'm
yeah.
like, y'all are weird.
I know.
It's like, how's your morning?
It's
good, Waldorf. How's yours?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little tired. I was up late. And I'm like, y'all are driving me insane. But it was funny. Even on the first time, he's always been very respectful of,
right.
you know,
what's
the first
okay,
time to the
not.
Point where I had to say, you know, coming
mm-hmm.
in my mouth. And he was terrified that he was not
doing
so.
Yeah.
So it shows respect for him.
Right, right.
And then when I texted him, you know, he was just like, wait, you know.
Yeah,
What are their rules? You know, what's going on? So he's always been pretty respectful of that.
Now, if the situation was reversed, is that a thing or is that
I almost
thing?
Prefer it that way.
You do?
Because I tend to compare myself.
Yeah.
Which I told him that from the get-go.
To the female?
Yeah, he wants me and another woman, but I don't think I can do that.
Why?
Because I tend to compare myself.
To the other person.
So, it's almost jealousy, but not of what's going on,
mm-hmm.
of this, if
right.
that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
So, my preference...
Fun that he had in the shoot.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, see, it doesn't.
That's kind of a
it, well, no.
Yeah,
it,
that was odd for me.
See, for him, it's very much internal. For me, it's I'm glad he's having fun.
Yeah.
He's getting
well,
to
but
do this.
This is a whole different
so
situation
it's very different
because
for me.
Your headspace is different because you know it's. From this to this to this to this, and that's all it's going to go because you're at the studio, you know. It's not
well,
like
the
that.
Other thing is you got people cutting up jokes.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And then
let me guess.
Jay's friend.
Oh yeah, I don't even know her name.
Jay's friend.
Yeah.
We think we know
like,
the name. I had to ask. What he thought.
He doesn't know the name.
He doesn't know our names. Never mind. But, yeah.
Look how cool. Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, y'all were cutting up over there. And then.
Oh, my God. It's like taking pictures in the middle of a boy's locker room.
Yes.
It is like, you know.
What did you know about the middle of a boy's locker room?
I spent a lot of time in
the boy's
locker room.
I was about to say.
In fact, as cheerleaders, we used to be allowed to go in there
on the bottom. Because you wear these the least, right?
Yeah. Or just right up here against the side, maybe. What do you think? But it's a different situation than knowing that there's the possibility that it goes somewhere else.
And then there's a thing right there that's getting forgotten. It's small
right here?
Right there. Yeah,
right there. Oh, right here.
Oh, that damn hair.
Yeah. I don't even know. I just thought, look at that. What? Oh, sorry. You're going to find that in the morning. You're going to step on it. You're going to be like, damn it.
These would be cool with the swing.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do these glow in the dark?
Is it get irradiated? I have.
We're taking those downstairs.
So, do you think that would be something that you would be interested in? Like, for y'all. Are y'all like
what?
Doing partying or what are y'all doing?
No,
yeah, there's a whole different dynamic.
I know the thing is she doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Say that again.
I enjoy the together stuff.
Yeah, that's my preference.
No, I mean with even if it was another female.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that over and. The likelihood of that for me is far, far less likely just because that's the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I suck.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think
just,
that's it at all.
No.
It's just...
And, you know, and I have to be honest, you know, present company excluded, women are bitches. They are.
Well, yeah.
They are. It is very hard to find somebody that you can sit in a room with and have a conversation with, and it's not, it doesn't become a one-upping conversation, or it doesn't become a, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, or they're catty, or they're talky, or, I mean, it's hard to find a female that you actually like. And luckily, you know, a lot of times I compare a lot of the women that I meet to her, because I don't find, you know, I feel like above anything else that, you know, she has enough respect for me and I have enough respect for her to where it's not going to turn into, I don't know what the words I'm looking for. But you know, you don't find that a lot, and there's, you know,
which is weird. You would think that
really hard,
would.
Right?
Although you've
right.
That are what
modeling?
Yes, that's a different
because they exactly because they do it for a purpose, and normally it wouldn't be the women that I would come in contact with. I would think. That were interested in something else. I mean, we're meeting for a purpose. We have this single-minded, right?
Because you're trying to do the site.
Right, right. And they just happen to be nice women, but they're not women I would normally gravitate to.
Well, you so far, yeah, before.
Right. Well, two.
4 out of 5.
No, 3 out of 5. No, like her. I'm talking about the. I'm talking about the one that I told you I wasn't going to shoot with, because she had her husband, and then she had a different photographer, and they also did this military site as well. But they thought it would be okay to share the pictures there as well as, you know, as
on the military site.
And I was thinking, well, son's getting ready to go into the fucking military in a year and a half.
Oh,
there's nobody in way. And I'm thinking, so no. And the fact
yeah,
that
he can't count her.
I can't count her because I know that I hate her already before I met her.
Well, I'm talking about people before.
Well, I already hate her, so I'm counting her.
I was talking about, okay.
And that other bitch, remember that bitch? Were you there at the studio when she kept complaining that she wanted to be in the middle? And see, normally we switch. You're like, sometimes I'll be in the middle, sometimes the other person. And we try to make it even as possible so that everybody gets their shots. And she was like, well, I don't think I need to be. And I was like, bitch.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah, I was
probably good I wasn't there.
Yeah, this one was...
I don't know. You might have had fun. We could have just all, like, had fun together. And,
you know, why she had fun?
What?
I don't know.
Because she was thin? You know what? She can shove that right up her ass.
Well, yeah, it's probably good because that would piss me off even more.
It was her...
I making trips in.
It was her entire attitude.
We really do this?
Do
we really go downstairs?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Are we not?
Do I have to like
have
pull out the three?
We need more wine though.
But I don't know. I just do not like her. But I think it's rare, frankly, to find people that I do like her because they're women.
What, Bootsy?
Yeah, Bootsy. Do you find a lot of women that you like? Because I don't.
She probably has a lot of people she wants.
But see.
That's a different dynamic than people that you would consider.
I think I probably tend to get along with more women because I feel inferior to most women.
Yeah.
So you tend to take that. I don't know how to explain it. What I can't stand is what you were just talking about, of her wanting to be.
Mm-hmm. That you share, right? I mean, as your friend, I should always want the best for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like, you know, it's very rare to find women that want always the best for you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
And to me, I feel like I don't have time for you if that can't be what you're feeling.
For sure.
Never mind. Passing my good friend my toys.
And they're beautiful.
And they're beautiful, and we're going to make an exhibit out of them when we're 90, which is a long way away from where we are now.
Well, I will say, it filled up more than I thought.
Can I just say, that is hilarious to me. We have used not one of those.
Not one?
Not one.
That's fun. Do you know that
ever?
The birthday night?
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever had my own.
You are kidding.
So I'm like thinking this is a normal thing for him. And I go, he was about to get on the plane. I said, you have condoms, right? He's like, no. I felt like such an idiot standing there going, what the fuck? I don't even know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm supposed to
do. Do you know what's
do?
Funny? Remember what kind of condoms he likes. He's like, oh, it's blah, 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 blah.
What?
I'm not joking. He remembers.
What? Well, my didn't call me out. It's a female condom number.
Yep. Like, oh, it's this.
That is
damn.
So funny.
It was weird, I gotta say. I said, here I am texting my husband for what kind of condom it's
what?
That was funny.
What did he say?
He was laughing. He's just like, it's blah, like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh my god.
This is definitely gonna go. And the one in the very bottom, because I found it last, damn it. Yeah, that was weird. And I thought, and it was his birthday.
Yeah.
So I got his beer, and he likes strawberries. And yeah. I'm in the checkout with condom strawberries and beer, and I'm like, you know, they're talk about the fat old woman.
They are not. They are not. Did you see that one with the hot night plan? That's right.
It was funny. I mean, that just rattled
cool.
off his condoms like.
I didn't even know there was like such a thing. I'm like, I feel like I don't know. I just feel like I'm so old.
It is. It was weird. I was just...
How many condoms are there to choose from?
Oh, they have a whole 3-foot section that's taller than you in Walmart. You know how tall they are.
For condoms.
I know. I was just like, ugh.
How many
funny, though, I never saw female condoms in that section.
I have never seen a female condom in person until my daughter got that Melbourne thing going
funny.
On. That was the funniest thing. And they come in like a little box, like a little tchotchke or whatever thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what the hell is that? And she said, that's a female condom.
She knew what it was?
Because it said it on the box.
Oh, okay.
And I said, did you order this?
And why?
And she said, no, they just give them away. I'm like, send
did
it back.
That's funny.
Oh my god. It just blew my mind. I was like, why would you even want to wear that? I mean, it looks like a giant balloon.
It's
real. Right?
I can't imagine it even putting it in.
How do you,
right?
how do you do that?
That was the first thing I thought when I saw it. I'm like, okay.
You like hold it down there and you're like, okay, shoot. And then they like go in. Like a sock or something?
No, we need to research that for sure.
How to put on. Oh, are these more props?
Those are the patches.
Our patches are also twat patches covers.
Twat covers.
Twat covers. Shirts. You know that?
Baby. What you gonna do when I go down? I'm gonna have to get. Is this for your purse or?
He's such a. I don't know. Let's put it on now. What do you think? What color is that? Bronze Beauty. Hey, buddy. Ah, it's dry.
Ooh, can that happen?
I didn't know that could happen. You know, I'm still putting it on.
It looks beautiful. It really does. Okay.
So let's put...
We should send him down like this. Like he has her night.
Okay, perfumes, lotions, eye drops are all in the front. He's like, yeah. Although he does rock the bandanas from PetSmart. He prances around.
Does he really?
I have my bandana. I am the bomb diggity dog.
Watch the car. Oh, he went to Frederick's tonight.
Well, buddy.
You look so festive.
Wait till they come up downstairs. They're going to be like, what?
Why did you put underwear on the door?
How did that get way over there? Pain aid.
Oh, that would be like the wipe out.
What? Oh, I put this in with
sorry.
The lotion.
Held it! Oh, I'm so
right,
sorry.
Can I have on the underwear?
Is he gonna
please?
Hear this?
No, you know he doesn't listen to him.
He's gonna be like, well, what? Ah, that is awesome.
Here's the cool part. When you go to look for something, you're gonna take out 6 bags and that's it.
That is freaking cool. You know that.
The rest
really
is
like...
props. But it's still 6, so you know... Okay, that's a skirt, so it's not in that bag.
Right, right.
Instead of throwing 30 things.
Which, and you know,
I only have to pick up 6
sometimes, things. Sometimes it's 4. Okay, can I just say how much I love my shoes?
Well, you know what?
What?
I wanted those purple. I just think those purple socks and this.
Oh, that would be
good. Go good on this. We're about to test this theory. Look, took me 2 whole seconds.
And look how cool. See?
I wonder what size do you wear?
You're big, but right?
Yeah. Same purple bands.
Oh. You know, I have purple shoes in the car then.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Would they go good with that?
Yep.
I need
they're,
to get those.
They look rugged. They look like tennis shoes on the bottom.
That's perfect.
Yeah, they look, yeah, they look perfect.
Nice. Yep.
And that, you know, I came this close to not bringing the shoe bag, and I said, ah, just let me bring the shoe bag.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
I know.
That's going to be fun next time. You better hope I make the next shoe.
So,
oh my god, I don't know what she did.
We're planning it for when you do make the next shoe. What are you talking about?
Alright, so this is for up here.
Oh,
I forgot your...
Oh,
my we're going to put this with the roller. I mean, lotion.
Oh my god. I'm like 90.
I know.
Ooh, oh,
that hurt.
I'm like, oh my god.
What are you gonna do with all these bags? But do you realize?
That's incredible.
You could fit
plus
so much more stuff.
I cannot even. Look at this. This is like the same thing.
Yeah.
You know I couldn't close that in how many years?
Well, and you still have room.
Oh my god. Fucking go
yay.
I didn't want to
put
it. I didn't know, dude. Put it with your lotions. That's your perfumes and lotions.
Okay.
The horse things. I'm going to go to the restroom. You get the shoes.
Okay.
And then I'll pour us
and more wine. Here, where's your glass?
I got you.
Oh my god. I hope I can walk.
Oh, wait. Yes. Who's Waldorf? Roundhead?
Waldorf is on the left.
Wait, on my left or his left?
On the left.
Like the taller guy, Waldorf?
Statler.
Okay, so you're Waldorf. And you're Statler.
Oh, okay, let me say first, not for children, this podcast. This podcast is... I'm going to beat the shit out of Statler.
No, he's Waldorf.
Fucking A. Okay, so let me start over. We have Statler, Wardrobe,
Waldorf.
Waldorf.
Bootsy.
Bootsy.